Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And it's a very good morning, as always, to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Good morning, yes. Good morning. Climate change. You know, I don't want to get into that, into that debate, because we're not here to lay down the law and say yes or no, but climate change is on everybody's mind, and this is the kind of thing that makes you think. A huge iceberg broke off the edge of the Larsen Sea ice shelf in Antarctica this week. It was not an unexpected event, as scientists have been monitoring the huge crack in the ice for a number of years, saw it extending steadily. The Larsen ice shelf lies along the Antarctic Peninsula, that bit that sticks up towards South America. The shelf is one of the largest in Antarctica, and it's also in a slightly warmer region. This berg broke away from the Larsen Sea shelf, which is further south and therefore colder than the B&A shelves. The iceberg is one of the 10 biggest recorded. To give you an idea, it's about twice the area of Cape Town and the Cape Flats combined. It's over 100 kilometres long on one axis. It's about 200 to 300 metres thick. A lot of ice. Now, we often hear about these giant icebergs breaking off, or calving, as it's called, and the alarmists say, there you are, global warming, the sea level is going to rise, catastrophe. Well, as you may expect, it's not as simple as that. For one thing, this is not like chucking a cube of ice into your drink. The ice was already floating in the sea, although attached by a thin, icy membrane to the Larsen Sea shelf, so the sea level will not rise. Think of Archimedes' principle when you did it at school, remember that? Displacement. But it's still a big event, and it's possible that eventually the berg will drift northwards into the far South Atlantic, where it may break up and prove hazardous to shipping. Scientists are not alarmed at the development, it's pretty much as expected, but Professor Helen Fricker of the Scripps Institute of Oceanography explains why it's necessary to monitor these big events.
The signs that we saw for Larsen A and B, we're not seeing yet. The thinning that we saw for Larsen A and B, we're not seeing that yet. And we're not seeing any evidence of large volumes of surface meltwater and the order that you would need to fracture or hydrofracture the ice shelf. Iceberg calving is the natural background mass loss process for an ice sheet. It's a normal process that goes on a healthy ice sheet. You have to have iceberg calving. Otherwise, your ice sheet's just going to grow and grow and grow, which can't happen. So the ice sheet can stay in balance. It has to lose the ice, and iceberg calving is one way in which it does that. So cracks in the ice are very common. We see them, we monitor them over the years with satellite data. We've been looking at them for decades. You look at the propagation of the rift, and you see how they grow. The one on Larsen Sea possibly is slightly further south than we've ever seen before, but most glaciologists are not particularly alarmed about what's going on Larsen Sea yet. It's business as usual for the ice sheet. The reason why people are interested in it and going to study it is because we do need to keep watching it. I mean, we're aware of the fact that it's in the sort of line of this atmospheric warming that we've seen on the peninsula. It's the next one to the south. We're looking for signs of change. We want to try and understand the processes that are occurring in the ice shelf so we can monitor for change. So it's very important to keep studying it and understanding what's going on there so that we can predict what might happen in the future.
Helen Fricker of the Scripps Institute talking on a BBC report on the giant ice block that is breaking away from the Larsen Sea ice shelf. A number of Earth observation satellites keep tabs on what the ice is doing in the Antarctic. Even though it's pretty dark there at this time of year, you can't see anything visually, but these sophisticated devices can monitor at infrared wavelengths and with high-resolution radar, so they can literally see in the dark. It seems the rate of calving of these giant icebergs has increased over the past 30 years. Is this a sign of atmospheric warming? Possibly, but only time will tell, I suppose, as it will with a lot of these complicated things in the delicately balanced environment that we call home.
Thanks very much to John Richards, and that was Being Green. If you'd like to listen to Being Green again, then go to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, and you can listen to a podcast.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At RE/MAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. RE/MAX, above the crowd.